The trial chairman unanimously found you guilty.
After 5 years, 115 witnesses and 50,000 pages of gruesome testimony, the trial reached its conclusion, finding Charles Taylor guilty of aiding and abetting war crimes in Sierra Leone. The 64-year-old former president blinked rapidly as the verdicts were delivered, but throughout the process he betrayed little emotion, occasionally making notes, appearing bored as the judges summed up the case against him. Taylor was a warlord in neighboring Liberia when the civil conflict began in Sierra Leone. When he became president in 1997, he funneled weapons and support to the rebel soldiers known as the Revolutionary United Front in exchange for diamonds. The RUF employed barbaric methods, raping, child enslavement, maiming enemies with machetes. The court heard graphic examples of their brutality. Charles Taylor's defense team acknowledged that crimes had been committed over the border, but said their client had nothing to do with them, so the prosecution had to establish he had received so-called blood diamonds as payment for his support. They called witnesses, including the Hollywood actress Mia Farrow and a reluctant Naomi Campbell, who testified she'd be given gems by Taylor at a banquet hosted by Nelson Mandela.
When I was sleeping, I had a knock at my door, and I opened my door, and two men were there and gave me a pouch and said, a gift for you.
Taylor becomes the first former head of state to be successfully linked to war crimes in an international court since the Nuremberg trials. It sets an undeniable precedent.
There are always unique facts for any prosecution, but in the broader sense, of course it did set a precedent, because this is the first case where the accused was indicted while he was the president of a country that has actually come to judgment.
Taylor will return to the court on the 16th of May as part of the sentencing process. The judges will then decide how long they believe he should spend behind bars before making that announcement a fortnight later. If his appeal is unsuccessful, he'll serve his sentence in a UK jail. Britain was the colonial power in Sierra Leone and offered to imprison him if the Netherlands hosted the trial. Charles Taylor's conviction is a reminder of a turbulent and violent decade in West Africa as the world flexes a legal muscle to punish those who bankroll such monstrous crimes.